Magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. Praise with the Spirit and with understanding. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. The Lord be magnified. Where the Lord is magnified, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Freedom, 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 freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Break every chain. Break every chain. It's a song, but it's the truth. There's power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to flood the atmosphere. You know, floods are powerful. Floods are powerful. Yeah. They really are. You know, I've seen the video of like people who took the videos of the tsunami, you know, and it just backed out, backed out, backed out. It was quiet, peaceful. And then it came like a flood. Like a flood. You know, I think that at different times, you know, there's a verse in Revelation that always just stops me. I have to just stop, and that's the one when there was silence in heaven for a little bit. The preparation for the invasion. You know? There's that bit. And I think that the Lord is in his mercy and in his kindness. We know that in Peter it said the Lord's not slack in his promises. He just is patient. And so there's times when he's just patient. And the enemy thinks he's won. And God's people who know God don't let the patience bother them. We go on. Like Vicki said, we're going on, we're going on, we're going on, we're going on. But the thing that oftentimes people run into that have lost track or never knew or never was revealed to them, those things that never understood waiting upon the Lord, they begin to think that the Lord doesn't care. They begin to believe the lie that the Lord has finally given up. But folks, he hasn't given up. He hasn't given up. You know, even when he wanted to destroy all of mankind, he couldn't. Somebody built a boat. Moses interceded. You know, God breaks the chains. We really need to take the opportunity, to make the opportunity, to be excited about the Lord. Not just when we come here, but when we come here, absolutely, jump into it. But all by ourselves. You know? To dance and celebrate. Have a little Jesus fit, you know? And if you feel foolish when you're doing it, you know you're doing it right. Because the enemy wants to get it stopped. You can do that in the middle of the street. You can do it in the middle of your kitchen. You can do it in your bathroom. You can practice it wherever you want to. But the thing is, lift up the name of Jesus. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. Get excited. Man, you watch those football players. They're out there, and when it's time to get ready for the game, they're smacking each other in the head, banging each other in the chest. They're ready to play. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Even if they're playing a team that nobody thinks they can beat, oh, that makes it all the sweeter. They just want to beat them, you know. Dallas beat the Saints the other night. And the Saints fans who were saying, who dat, about the Cowboys, now they're saying, well, you know, the last time that the Cowboys interrupted a winning streak, the Saints won the Super Bowl. You know, I mean, they're planning for something still. God has plans for us. We need to plan for his plans for us. Plan for his plans to come through. Plan for his plans. Even in the middle of plans not being perfect, plan for his plans. When 2 years ago at Christmas, Forrest and Shiloh, or actually Forrest, they decided that they needed to get home, and we planned for them to get to Rapid City. And they planned to get there too. Although in Pier, they thought that maybe they should have stopped. But it was okay. They got down to the interstate, and they planned to get there, and we were planning for them. We were praying for them. I wasn't praying in power. I wasn't feeling well enough to pray in power. But we were planning on them getting there. And then when they were stalled on the freeway, we were planning for them to get there. And they got there. They didn't get there that night. We call it the Forrest and Shiloh Wonder Exit, where they spent the night. Always when I drive by, kind of give it a wave. That's their little campground. Someday I'll make a little sign and stick it in there when they're coming or something. I don't know. But you know, we're planning for God's plans. We've got to plan for his plans. Planning for his plans is living the life. 1 Peter 2, you know, last time we talked about the real life. We talked about in Colossians, it says, "For you died to this life and your real life is hidden with Christ in God." And we talked about in God. Christ in you is your hope of glory. But you in Christ can do all things. Through Christ we can do all things. It's going deeper. We pray, if we call upon the name of the Lord, he comes in. But he encouraged us to get into him. You know, a lot of people will be touched by the presence of God. They'll maybe be scared of their sins, or maybe be whatever, and they want to be saved. And you call. Bible says, when you call, I will come. And he comes in. But a lot of people don't bother to get into Christ. They can wear a button and say, "I'm not into all that other stuff, man." That's a problem. We need to get into him. We need to be in. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. In Christ, we are new creatures. Christ in us just gives us the opportunity to be in Christ. Think about that. A lot of people can have Christ in them. We don't have to decide what their eternal end will be, but they can have Christ in them and talk like a sailor. They can have Christ in them and lie and cheat and steal. They can have Christ in them and commit adultery. They can have Christ in them and be convinced that it's what God wanted. They can do that with Christ in them because he won't stop them. But as you get into Christ, the comfort zone changes. It changes things when we decide to go deeper into the love of God. It changes things. So that real life is hidden with Christ in God. You in Christ. Christ in God. In Christ, I can do all things. Christ in me, I don't know, I just don't feel like you do. I just don't get all that. I'm okay. Nobody in Christ is okay. You know? We're content and needing more. You understand what I'm saying? You know? We're not in Christ, man, there's just gotta be more. There just gotta be more. Christ in you. What's the big deal? And that's why we've got to keep hearing and hearing the Word of God. That's why we've got to keep going in, because the more we go in, the more then we experience it. And the more that we experience something, you know. Years and years and years ago, I wasn't, and I'm still not, an over-the-top hockey fan. But we went to Minneapolis with some friends, and they wanted to go to a hockey game. And so we went to a hockey game. Ooh, it was a whole different world at the game. It was just flat enjoyable. The atmosphere was electric. I mean, it was, and you could see everything. Of course, back then they only had like one camera trying to follow the puck all the time. Now if they watch it, they got 50 cameras around the rink and they're watching everything. But in the place, it was a whole different thing. In the place changed things. In Christ changes things. And so we've got to know that there is something. That's why we are the light of the world in a dark place. We got to know Him so well that we can dispel darkness. So that we can, the love of God is shed abroad in the hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given to us. You know, it can just dispel it. We can knock down lies. Because we know the truth. And when we don't know the truth, we know the truth. He said He's the truth. I don't know everything. I don't know how everything works, but I know the one that does. And my call, your call, our call is not to solve anybody else's problems. It's to get them to go to this problem solver. And if the problem solver says to us, lay hands on them and cast that out of them, we can do that. In Christ. Getting into Christ. So, in 1 Peter chapter 2, he starts out saying, so, okay, get rid of all evil behavior. Why? Well, let's back up. He says, for you have been born again in chapter 1. But not to a life that will quickly end. Your life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living Word of God. As the Scriptures say, people are like grass. Their beauty is like a flower in a field. The grass withers and the flower fades. But the Word of the Lord remains forever. And the Word is the good news that was preached to you. So, with that in mind, get rid of all evil behavior. God doesn't give us impossible commands, does He? Get rid of it. We recognize it. I mean, I say this to the guys and to the gals in jail. If I say get rid of the evil behavior, they recognize evil behavior. We should be able to, too. Our evil behavior might be different than our evil behavior used to be. But there's things now that we never would have thought of that become evil. Doubting God, it's evil. And if we see it as evil, we won't do it for long, will we? We can cast it aside. So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit. Be done with hypocrisy. Why did they put that word in there? Well, you know, it's one of the devil's favorite words, hypocrite. I mean, ever since this place began, the community called you, called me, called us all to a different standard. I know where you go to church. Because they came up with the idea that somehow we thought we were better than anybody. No, we're not. And we can't live up to any man's standards, but we got to live up to God's standard. But we still need to be wise and we need to pay attention to what the Bible says. I want to be careful about that. Back a few weeks ago, because I dared to pray for our president, I dared to think that our president was okay. I had a guy that I played football with in college that posted on my Facebook page, I think you may be in the wrong business.
I said, I don't think so. Well, I don't see how you can like him and be a Christian. Well, I don't see how you can love to murder babies and call yourself a Christian. But I didn't say that. I didn't have to say anything. Actually, by the time I saw it, he already had a line of people lining him up. And he was backpedaling while he was hissing, but he was backpedaling. I private messaged him and I said, you know, I can't judge anybody. And I won't judge anybody. I think we should just be peaceful. He immediately posted on the Facebook page, Roger and I have made amends, no more said. No more jealousy. Get rid of all unkind speech. You know, it is really just too easy to speak unkindly. It is. It's too easy to join in when somebody else speaks unkindly. For 2 weeks now, I've seen a lot of that same guy's posts. He just needs a brain. That's all there is to it. You know, it's just fine. But I have resisted the urge to reply. A minor victory, maybe a major victory. But you know, it is. It's easy, and it shouldn't be, but it's too easy to speak unkindly. Of course, we always have that scriptural out. Jesus cleared the temple. He took time to pray and make a whip of cords before he did it. He gave it a lot of thought. He sought the Lord about it. Hey, there's times. There are times. There are times when the kindest thing you can say sounds absolutely unkind to the person that you're saying it to. You know that's true. The truth. The truth that sets people free sometimes makes them bleed first. So get rid of it all. And then, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into the full experience of salvation. Again, we're going into it, into the full experience of salvation. Not settling for the outer court, not settling for the inner court, determined to have the Holy of Holies, that it's for you, understanding that your word, O Lord, is truth. And we either want all of it, or honestly, we don't want any of it. God refers to it as a marriage. My wife would not be pleased with a part-time husband. And the enemy can convince us that Roger's being a little part-time if I'm not being a little part-time. Things can come up. Well, I didn't even know you really cared. I really care. But those things come by. See, those things come into our heads, and if we don't reject them, they come out our mouth. And then, as much as we might try to be sweet and come back kindly, where did that come from? I mean, honey, how could you wonder such a thing? I mean, eventually the right stuff comes out, but you gotta recognize with the wrong stuff. So we have to set our hearts, we have to set our minds for just being rid of that unkind speech. And the way we do that is like newborn babies, we crave that pure spiritual milk, you know? Like a little child, we cry out to God before we cry out other things. I mean, babies cry out for what they need. For one thing, they don't know for sure what they need. They know that everything's not just right. Or sometimes they just cry out. You know, that's when you want to prophesy over them. They're going to sing to the Lord. Sometimes, you know, they're just making noise. Jenny's sister is convinced that Victoria is a genius. I'm not sure if it's the sound or if it's the way she moves her tongue in her mouth, but she's convinced. Might be a little prejudice, but I'm not going to argue with her and say, no way. I made a note and said, I think she said, I love Grandpa Day. Probably caused a fire in the South. Cry out for nourishment. Crave God. You know, the things that we love, we crave. We do. The things that we just do. I was out at John and Vicky's one day, and Vicky informed me that John is addicted to Belvita. And every time I hear that, I think, for a long time, well, actually, just recently, Vicky was looking for the Belvita at Sam's Club, and I went to the cheese section. Belvita? A new cheese? No, they're bars. But, you know, when we like something like that, we try to keep extra. Like, I'll have several ice creams, but if it's on sale at the store, I need to go pick up another ice cream. And I very seldom pick up an other ice cream. I pick up two or three other ice creams. Now, LaVon knows me, so she doesn't say anything about it, but more than once I've had a checker say, you having a party? Nope, I just want to not run out of ice cream, because I like ice cream. Check the freezer, count the ice cream, make sure we got ice cream. Vicky's nodding her head, yes, that is a true thing. I've tried ice cream on everything but like hamburgers and stuff. I don't put ice cream on those, but it might be good. I'd make anybody visiting would get sick, so we'll just leave the ice cream for dessert. But crave that pure spiritual milk. Crave that. You see, God will treat us like a nursing baby. He'll just want to help us, you know. As much as a parent, and as much as advice as you get from other people about you got to just let the baby cry, I never liked just letting the baby cry. Sometimes I let the baby cry till I could compose myself so I wouldn't go in and cause the baby stress. But you want to get a hold of them. You want to snuggle them. You want the noise to stop, you know? You do. If you've ever been on an airplane where somebody had a baby, you really want the noise to stop. And I guarantee you that whenever somebody's on an airplane with a baby that's crying, there's no less. Depending on how many passengers there are, there could be 200 or 300 passengers that know how to fix that. That are sitting there, wives talking to husbands and husbands talking to wives. We could take care of that. And there's a few of those bold souls that will get out of their seat and walk back and try to give somebody advice. I don't know if that's a great plan. You might end up with, fine. That'd be good for me, grandpa practice. But it's up to us to get rid of the evil behavior. It's up to us to take authority over those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. It's up to us. Even when we're in Christ, He won't make us, but it'll just be clearer that we need to when we're in Christ. Because we're closer. And when we're closer, then we guard ourselves. You know, there's that insurance commercial where the kids all got headphones on and the wife's reading a book with headphones on. The guy's sitting there, he's just talking away. And I got a bonus for the insurance and she ain't going to know anything about that. And then he smiles at her and she smiled back because she don't know what he said. But if he's in the middle of saying it, and while he's in the middle of the saying it, she pops out those earbuds and he looks to smile and goes, "What did you say?" I didn't say nothing. "You got what?" I didn't say nothing. We all have those moments too, don't we? Where we don't quite say nothing, but we claim nothing later. Doesn't bear repeating. Sometimes we really get it right. Sometimes we think right, we act right, we speak right. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit that is given to us. And sometimes we trip a little. Sometimes we skip a little. Now, I've got a CD of a teaching series by Keith Moore, and it's been around too long, and it's been under the seat and over the seat and over the river and through the woods, and it's been all those places, you know. And so I'm trying to listen to it, and every now and then there's more talking, and I'm you know, it's like I take it out, I spit on it, I clean it. Cleaning ain't really going to help it, but I keep hoping, you know, stick that baby back in, and he's still saying. And I said, "Now that's what you got to look out." Wait, what did he say? I didn't hear what he said. There's a skip. Sometimes, folks, there's a skip in our faith, and it happens the same way that the CD has a skip. Sometimes, it's been under the seat, and sometimes it's been roughed up, and sometimes there's been just a lot going on, and sometimes we just deserve to let loose. But we know better. But if we do, you know, for instance, this morning Barb texted me about how the roads were and if it was icy over here and how much snow we had, and I was out putting stuff on the sidewalk when the text came, so I didn't hear it come. And so when I saw it, it was like, oh man, she sent that at 8:20, and I'm not answering it till 9 o'clock, you know. And her response when I said, "Oh man, I'm sorry I got that," "It's okay, we're not coming." I said, "Well, we're really going to miss you, but before, you know, I just barely got that sentence." She said, "Just kidding, I sort of told a fib. We're almost there." So when I walked in, she said, "Liar, Barb." She's not liar, Barb. I knew she was playing with me after she said that, but I was feeling real bad that I didn't tell her, "Hey, it's not that bad." Little things happen. But our heart's desire, this is my desire. You know the song? To honor you. Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. All that is within me, I give you praise. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake, Lord, have your way in me. It's not just a song, it's a prayer. Lord, I give you my heart. Take all of me. Show me your ways. Teach me your paths. Lead me in the way that's everlasting.
Search me, Lord. Know my ways. Show me if there be any wicked way in me. That's the only way to be free. There's a power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. To break every chain. And probably, maybe, could be the most important chain. The most necessary chain is that chain that holds us with Christ in us, outside of us in Christ. That holds us back from going deeper into the kingdom of God. That manages to deceive us into thinking that it's really more comfortable outside of all of that. But it's not. Because Christ in us is trying to pull us to break the chain. And to go in. To enter in to the fullness of God. To enter in to the fullness of our salvation. To enter in to the full experience of salvation. Let's go in. Let's go in, because when we're in, there's a light that shines. It's a different light. And it shines for those that are looking for a light. People that love the darkness, they just put on sunglasses. But there's people that need hope, that want hope. That's just the way that it is. And God wants us to get it and share it. Just in our life. Just in our being. It doesn't matter if an old friend of mine insinuates or lies about me. It doesn't matter. Just recently, one of my friends said, "Well, this is really going to make you mad." He said something to somebody, and somebody's response was really bad. I just laughed. I said, "Oh, I don't know if I've had worse said about me than that, but I've had lots said about me." And that was okay, but then I started thinking about where in the world they would come up with something like that. Sometimes you just got to be amazed. But Lord, you're a shield about me. You're my glory. You're my lifter of my head. So I can take comfort in that. I got peace in that. I got a place to go. And I crave him, and I want to keep craving him. And when I'm not craving him, I want something to remind me to crave him. Because when we crave him, he'll snuggle us like we'd snuggle a newborn baby. See, I cannot live without that. I ain't saying that I don't step outside of it, that I don't forget. But I know when I'm not living. I know when I need a hug. And the Lord is the greatest hugger of all. So let's get rid of all that. Let's be done with all that. And then, like newborn babies, he said, you must. It isn't you can, you should. No, he said, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into the full experience of salvation. God wants us in that full experience. Because in that full experience, you can't be talked out of it. You can't be talked out of it. We know that our Redeemer lives. Amen? So Lord, here's us throwing up all the things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God.
calling upon the name of Jesus and seeing the chains follow. Some of them may be obvious chains. Some of them may be sneaky little things, but they're just there, trying to veer us off direction. And create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within us as we just crave more of you. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you, that we might be found in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.